The closure of Seaview Respite House in Mancharles has been going on for quite a long time now, almost a year. The HSE have saved €157,000, and I'm wondering what that money is done for, and is that the intention of closing it for this length of time, to save that money so that money can be redirected to other places? I know there has been some work carried out on it to prepare for the handover to rehab services. There's serious financial questions here, I think, that need to be answered by the HSE.
One of the questions that you have been asking the HSE is what exactly was that €300,000+ spent on in 2018, given that Seaview effectively wasn't operating?
That's right. While they did make a saving by the fact of it not operating, they actually spent, as you say, over €320,000, and I want to know what that money has been spent on, because I think that's important, and I think the families that have been without a respite service for almost a year now at this stage would like to know what that money has been spent on as well.
Finally, since it was confirmed that rehab were taking over and it is set to open next month, January 2020, the spotlight's been on the fact that it's only going to be operating a 5-day service. The wish locally is for it to be a 7-day service. Are there any further indications that it will go 7 days in the future?
No, there's no indications from the HSE that they're going to honour the commitment and make it a 7-day service. They tendered for a 5-day service and a 7-day service from rehab and accepted the tender for the 5-day service. So the costings are already there, but we see that basically this is about saving money as far as the HSE are concerned. So that's what they're going to operate on, and that's, unfortunately, families are being left behind.